is high. What is it? Think about it. Before human beings, was there any right? Was there anything wrong? Was it? I went only 200,000 years ago, not million and billion and that kind of stuff. Is there any right? Is there any expectancy? Retribution? True? Truth? Just? Justice? Real? None of this. The meaning of creator doesn't exist. This is in we, not me. It's in the culture, right? Because if a baby is born and not educated, we'll not understand any of this. We'll be just like the chimp, right? So who am I? I'm really the guy who could understand this. I didn't say who understand. Who could understand this to a level. This is what we are talking about. He said, listen, whatever it's here is a tricky stuff. Because sometimes you did it, but sometimes you didn't do it. Something else did it. And now we are leading you to somewhere which is a sea of knowledge. You are going to go in the ocean, and in that ocean, all the illusions and imaginations are finished. The water is standing, and so on and so on. And he brought all this conversation back to that paragraph that, oh, listen, you are stealing some silly stuff from these animals? If you want to steal, come on. I will teach you to steal the jewelry, not the silly stuff. Your sisters, they have found this and you haven't, blah, 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 blah. Because of what? And at the end he said, listen, when you go there, when you move, I'm talking to your brain, if you move really, if you become secondary, you understand that I am the Solomon and you are my brain. If you do like that, you are the king and the army and the palace and everything, it's you. All is you if you move. If you don't, you are the troublemaker. Why? First of all, you're in trouble. Do you remember? If she doesn't move, she's in trouble, isn't she? Do you remember the people of Sheba? How they live? They are unsatisfied and they are bored and they don't give a damn about anything. These are the help people, because this is all this which are serving this. Nonsenses. Now, let's go to the building the stuff. Let's go back to how to build that mosque. The guilty one, you. Go ahead.
The rest of the story of Solomon, on whom be peace.
Haven't you talked with the field before, no? Will didn't bribe you somehow for this guilt.
He should have.
It's recorded. And you looking around is not recorded. Yes, please.
The rest of the story of Solomon, on whom be peace, how he built the farther mosque by instruction and inspiration from God, for wise purposes which he knows, and how angels, demons, genies, and men lent visible aid. God said, O Solomon, build the farther mosque. The army of Belkis has come into the prayer.
Okay, it's maybe by kindness, but there is no sign of that God said here, anywhere. Here, you, Solomon, builded the mosque. The tone is like that. It's an order. Coming from who? Could come from Rumi to you. Okay. I told you, your brain is the lady, okay? And it should move. So now I talk to you. You, Solomon, you should build the mosque. Why? Oh, because all the army of Belgaes are praying. What happened here? Rumi is talking to you and say, okay, I told you, you should move the situation of your brain. But then what? When you moved it, you could start it. Do it now. Because when she moves, do you remember what did we say? She should move, that's all. But when she moves, she is the king and the army and everything, remember? So here, when she surrenders suddenly, all the armies surrender. Means when I say, you should learn that your brain is your second necessary instrument to live. The first one is the soul, is the heart. When you learn that, okay, your brain moves. Means what? Means all your thinkings, all your thoughts, imagination, illusions, and all of this should move. That's how the building of that mosque starts. Start building it, because this army, now we talk about the second period. Now you should move. Then, when that happens, this is how it is. Yes.
When he laid the foundation of that mosque, genies and men came and threw themselves into the work. One party from love, and another company unwillingly, just as God's servants in the way of obedience. The folk are demons, and desire is the chain dragging them to shop and crops.
Aha! Then subject somehow is interrupted, right? He said, okay, start building it. The army are here. Suddenly you imagined an army that all of them are bowing and yeses. No, it's not like that. A lot of colonels in this army, they hate it. They want to go back over there. You are mixed up, and suddenly you will not become clean, because all this stuff is resisting, but they work, because the queen has moved. Now he will explain it again and again that I'm not talking about a simple shifting your mind. Oh, a lot of your thoughts should move, and a lot of them they don't want to, but they have to. This is how it works naturally, yes?
This chain is of being afraid and crazed. Do not regard these folk as unchained. It drags them to earning and hunting. It drags them to the mine and to the seas. It drags them to good and to evil. God hath set on her neck a cord of palm fiber. We have put the cord on their necks. We have made the cord of their natural dispositions. There is none ever defiled or recovered, but his fortune is on his neck.
Okay, what was all that? Of course, you didn't notice, two last verses are in Arabic. Again, he moves to Arabic. And you remember why? The reaction of the people who are listening to him, when suddenly he goes chronic stuff, they stop. And they realize that, okay, this is something important I have to think about. And I don't understand completely, because it's Arabic, and maybe this is the saying of the God. But what was it? The continuum of the rest verses, right? To say what? To say, listen, when I'm talking about these people who are being tempted, like being pulled by a chain, being enchained, this kind of people, I mean, this kind of thinking in you, they should exist. Because if they didn't exist, you would not go to work. You would not go to mine and do this stuff. Listen, there is this chain that is pulling the people towards mining and doing this thing and this. Yes, there is temptation towards good and bad. Even God will say that, listen, you are free, but there is a chain around your neck. Because when I said you're free, I don't mean you're absolutely free, you are independent. No, you're free means, yeah, for this moment you could have that choice. This is how it is. So, now the explanation of how you are, yes?
Your greed for evil doing is like fire. The live coal is pleasing, but the fire is pleasing you. The blackness of the coal is hidden in the fire. When the fire is gone, the blackness becomes evident.
Means what? Means, let me give you an example. Let's talk about your greed. What is your greed? Suddenly, you're ready to say, greed is bad, but no. What is your greed? You said, listen, greed in you is like a fire. Okay? And the fire is very good. But there is a smoke with the fire. And that smoke is bad. So even greed in you is, oh, it served your animal for so many years, centuries, millennia. This is what it is. So everything in you has the potentiality of this or that. Even your greed is a fire, which is good, good looking, but when the smoke will blacken everything, suddenly you will understand the worst part of the fire. Yes.
By your greed, the black coal is made live. When the greed is gone, that vicious coal remains. At that time, the coal appeared to be live. That was not the goodness of action. It was the fire of greed. Greed had embellished your action. Greed departed, and your action was left in squalor.
Means what? Really, do you get it? He says, listen, when I say you're greedy, when you're greedy, what are you doing? You do something very energetic, which is good. You're doing something energetic. The negative stuff is later, because later that stuff is finished, but the greed is in you and you are a worse fellow. Do you remember at the beginning of this book I said, you do something, it's bad. You explain it, it's worse. Here, we'll go back and say, this is what you do. Remember, everything has a place. Even ignorance. What is ignorance? Ignorance is one of the meanings that no animal understands, but I understand. Amazingly, how do I understand it? I know my ignorance. I know I'm ignorant. I know that there is a lot that I don't know. Do you remember Avicenna was saying that? Oh, I reach to the level of the knowledge to understand that I don't know the things. Stupid! This is what it is. It says, listen, I'm talking about you moving from this state of complicated stuff that you don't get it. But don't think that everything will be like that. No. This is your nature. Yes.
One who is foolish will think right the challah, which the ghouls deck out. When his